Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Follow us, watch us right here in the studio at Power 1017 FM. Good morning, everybody. It's a Taco Tuesday, wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix. Hey, quick weather, Jess, please.
Good morning. Mostly sunny today. Can't rule out a passing sprinkle near the coast. Highs in the low to mid 80s.
This morning, we're going to start getting contestants for our $500 Sandcastle contest. We've teamed up with the Maryland Department of Transportation, reminding you, just like Cheswick the Crab does, to drive smart this summer. Visit OCWalkSmart.com. We're going to be out on July 30th. We're going to be out again on August the 15th. That's the big grand finale. And Jesse, you got all the 411.
Yes, so join us throughout the summer around Ocean City as we remind you to slow down and stay alert for pedestrians and bicyclists, especially when you are turning. Join us on July the 30th at Jolly Roger Amusement Park on 30th Street and Coastal Highway from 2 to 3 p.m. Then on Friday morning, save this date, August the 15th, our morning show will be out live in Ocean City, and we're going to present to you a sandcastle contest, and you could be the big winner of that $500.
Yes. Again, keep listening. We're going to get some contestants this morning if you want to participate. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be you to come out. I mean, you can bring a team of people. You can bring your, you know, your family, your kids. You can bring friends. You can, you know, do whatever, however you want to do it, however you want to do it. So again, keep listening this morning. We'll you know, get some contestants, and you join us on August the 15th right out there on the boardwalk.
Yeah,
the could best walk away with $500.
Cheswick the Crab.
Yeah, hope you know, you've been working up on your sandcastle building.
I watch YouTube videos.
I'm telling you, there's a guy. His name is Randy Hoffman.
Yeah.
I don't know him that well. He doesn't know me that well, but I know his name. He's an Ocean City legend. Yes. He's like one of them guys, and he does the religious, you know, like the sandcastles. He's been doing it since I was a kid.
Wow.
Down on the boardwalk.
And they are incredible.
So just hope that he doesn't get in it. That's all I'm going to say. Let's just hope he doesn't get in. Now, I don't think he's going to get in, but maybe go down there and watch him. Maybe that's a good way to get some, you know, tips You know, get up on your sandcastle building.
Yeah.
So I haven't built a sandcastle in a long time.
Really?
No, it's been years.
We do it when we go to the beach, but like I said, either I have too much of the dry sand and it crumbles, or too much of the wet sand and it crumbles. I never get it perfect.
They do, you know, tons of sandcastle building contests in Ocean City and down at the beach. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, it is.
So August 15th, again, before that, on July 30th, Jess, from 2 to 3, we're going to be out at Jolly Roger?
Yeah, Jolly Roger Amusement Park on 30th Street.
Yeah, so stop on by. We were out at the Days Inn. Mm-hmm. We're going to now be at Jolly Roger on July 30th. Just a quick, you know, van hit, van stop. Stop on by, get hooked up with some free prizes, courtesy of the Maryland Department of Transportation and, of course, us. And then get ready for August 15th.
Yes.
So we'll get some more contestants while we're out there as well. And, you know, we're going to have a great time at Jolly Roger. But again, August 15th is a big date. Keep listening out to get in, okay? Up on the other side, we got a 47 ABC update. Let's do this right here.
Say what? What? That's crazy.
Here's what's trending.
We set the trends.
On Power 101.7.
All right, here are some trending stories this morning, guys, on the Taco Tuesday. A new survey asked dog owners what the best part of a vacation is. 42%. 42% of dog owners say coming home to their dog is the best part of the vacation.
Aww.
Like coming home from vacation, like ending the vacation is the best part of the vacation.
Just let them live.
The best part is when it ends.
It's when they come home to their dog. Bill.
When they come home?
Bill.
I'm just saying.
42% is high.
I told you. See?
It's It's a high number.
Also, the average dog owner starts missing their dog just 53 minutes into vacation. Their dog.
Yes, Bill. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Someone asked, what technology do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? Answer includes charging cables.
That'll be ridiculous.
Like the cables, like the long, yeah. Dental work. Okay, I don't know what that means or what the whatever, but also trash.
Trash.
I don't know what that means either, but also toilet paper.
What?
Let everybody can have a bidet. A bidet.
I know a few people that have them.
Have a bidet? Way.
Yes.
Don't you still need the toilet? Now, I don't know. We don't have one. But don't you still need the toilet paper to dry after using the bidet?
Yeah, I guess. I've never used one.
Yeah, I've never used one either.
I've never used one. Maybe they have a special bidet towel.
Ew, a towel.
I have no idea. It's all clean.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Still like going up your butt, right?
I have no idea how it all works. I just know that
you just put like a,
everyone who uses it loves it.
So when you have a bidet, I'm just asking. I know you don't have one or whatever, but I'm just when you have one, I picture kind of like a shower head that you take off.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you just put it up under there and it sprays up and cleans you?
Why are you describing it? Like
I'm just asking. That's kind of how I see it, right?
But you do all that with your arm. And I was just asking, like.
Because I talk with my hands. If anybody has a bidet.
I think that there are some like that, but that sounds pretty old school. There's newer ones now where there is no handle. It's like a.
It's just automatically under there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you like go. Don't you like.
Look. I don't know how it works.
But you can like poop on it. You don't want to do that.
Poop on what?
The bidet, if it's just there.
No, the water. It's like a spritzer, like a sprinkler. And it comes out.
You mean it's like mechanical? Like,
yes.
Oh, really? It's yes, like that?
Yes, it's fancy, Bill.
Oh, it's like that.
So all those hand motions and the hand nozzle. And
like you're not like trying to like, hold it up
I
under?
I don't think so. Not the ones that I've seen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they're pretty fancy. And they're heated.
Heated?
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't want it hot under there.
Well, I don't know if the water, like the temperature, if you can control that. I'm talking about the actual seat part of the bidet.
And then where's the water come from?
And some of them have like lights.
Lights.
Yep.
You don't want the toilet water though. Where's the water come from?
I don't know what all the details.
Because if you pee in there, you don't want that.
Oh God.
I'm just asking.
No, it's not the water that you just use with your pee in there and poo.
So you got to hook it up to the system, or you?
Yeah, you hook it up.
Do you like continue? Like, where do you hook it up at? Like, or do you continue to like fill it?
I don't know. The one that I saw, again, I don't know how they did it because I didn't like really, really inspect it that good. But I can see like this hose water line.
Mm. Well, they say that
so it's
in
fancy.
50 years, toilet paper could be a thing of the past. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Some other trending stories this morning. A study found 13 is the minimum age when kids should get a phone and be allowed on social media.
Mm-hmm.
If they get access any earlier, they're more likely to end up depressed and emotionally unstable by their mid-20s.
Oh, okay.
In a new poll, 11% of people claim they love kiss cams at events. 26% percent like them, 19% dislike them, and 9% hate them. Especially so the Coldplay dude.
19% and the 9%.
Yeah.
Something's funny.
The Coldplay dude. An ad exec in New York got arrested at a rooftop bar in Florida after he had one too many, peed off the balcony, and hit several people on the sidewalk below.
Here we go. Sick. Just sick.
I mean, he did have to go.
Disgusting.
He didn't see nobody. That could have been anybody.
Sick.
Here's a few good news stories today. A wildlife official in Colorado saved a baby raccoon. Here we go with this. They crawled up on an engine of a semi. All right. Also, a kid on Long Island opened his own burger stand where veterans eat for free.
Oh, nice.
And a writer for Slate claims she found a perfect gift for kids and it requires no thought or effort. a candy bar with a $20 bill wrapped around it. So there you go. Perfect gift for kids.
I know mine will take it.
633. It's a Bill and Jessica show.